Darla Davis, the head softball coach with the Coon Rapids Barrett Crusaders, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2021 season. Crusaders young ball club improved over last year, finished at 6-18 on the year, 5-11 in conference play. And Darla, I know you, the girls, none of you guys probably happy with it, just 6 wins on the year, but you and I were chatting here before the interview. So many close games and just a young team kind of learning, I guess, is what I'm going to chalk that up to.
Yeah, Jeff, we definitely expected to get a few more wins this year, and, you know, 6 wins doesn't seem like a lot, but with our young team, not a lot of varsity experience, you know, just trying to be competitive and just, you know, trying to play our game, and a lot of games I felt like we were right in it, and we just fell short.
Got off to a great start this year, wins over Bouyer Valley and a win over Camanita and then also Whiting. So at one point you guys sitting 3-2 on the season. What jumped out to you early in the year about how this team was playing and able to get those early wins?
I mean, we had a great start to our season. After our first, you know, 3 weeks of practices in May, we felt really good with where we were sitting, and the girls were excited to play, and you know, we set goals to really try to be competitive. You know, this year in our conference, we felt like our conference has really gotten a lot tougher. Was just talking in the conference meeting with the other coaches, too, and I think it was the Wes Harrison coach that brought it up. He said, you know, I got to give, you know, credit to our Rolling Valley Conference. You know, our conference is tough. It's gotten a lot more competitive, and we kind of knew that coming in. We knew there were some experienced pitchers. We knew there was a lot of experience, and our goal was just to have fun and be competitive, and we started off so strong, and I think it really boosted our confidence. And you know, when we went into the West Central Valley Tournament, beat a Des Moines team, and we were sitting at 5-5, and it just seemed like it was opening up for a really, you know, fun, successful season.
Coach, you mentioned a lot of close losses. I'm just going to run through a few of them for you, and I hate to do this, but I want people to understand that, you know, how many opportunities you had. Exira Corn Kimbleton lost 7-4. West Harrison lost 8-5. Arweva 7-4. Exira Corn Kimbleton, again, a ranked team, 8-5. Woodbine, your conference champion, 4-1 and 2-0. And Grandview Christian, 4-2. You're not that far away from 10-11 victories.
No, we really weren't, and we were right there. All those games, you know, we were right there in it, and I feel like a lot of those games were ours to win, and then it just didn't fall our way. You know, and not for lack of effort, I think just for lack of experience. We're just such a young team, and we had a lot of girls this season that had to step up and play positions or roles on the team that they had never done before. And just some changes that had to be made after the season started. And after that point, you don't have a lot of opportunities to get, you know, on your practice field and really go through a lot of situations. But, you know, we go through things and we go over things. But in the end, it's just, you just got to have that experience and you got to have that confidence to know what to do in pressure situations. And I just feel like, you know, that was what really hindered our young team, is just having that confidence to know, you know, to make great decisions and great plays in tough situations.
Coach, this is kind of a question maybe that I should be asking every coach. You mentioned here a moment ago, once the season gets started, if you have to move kids around or new positions, that type of stuff, there's not a lot of practice days because of the amount of games that everybody plays. At the same time, coaches always talk about getting games in is so important. How do you balance things where you feel like you play enough games, but at the same time, you get that opportunity to be able to get those practices in to work on the things that you need to get better at?
You know, there really isn't a lot of time to get those in after the season starts. We probably, you know, when we're playing Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and a tournament on Saturday, you know, you've got one day a week, and, you know, you want to give your girls a break, and you want to give them a little time to rest. But, you know, and we did do that sometimes, but I'll tell you, our girls were, their love for the game, they would practice every day if we wanted them to. And, in fact, we'd try to just have maybe a hitting practice, give them some time to loosen up, stay, you know, stay warm for the next game. And we'd say we'll practice an hour, and then that turns into two, because I got half my team that wants to stay and hit some more, and they want us to hit them more ground balls, fly balls, go over more situations. So, you know, they were very willing to put the time in. they wanted to be successful and they wanted to improve on themselves and they wanted to get better. So, you know, we kind of just made time in where, you know, maybe they should have had a break and, you know, or maybe a Sunday afternoon or a Sunday evening. And they were all for coming in and getting some extra practice in.
Coach, where did you see this team then improve as the season went on?
Well, we started off strong, and then, you know, like you said, we kind of fell into a mid-season there, just a tough couple weeks, and, you know, and then we kind of talked about maybe we were putting too much pressure on them, you know, and so we kind of talked about just, you know, giving our best effort every game. I think I told them, you know, win or lose, just play your game. Just play your game and your best effort, and if we fall short, then it's not because, you know, we didn't try. And after that, they really started coming back. And I think it was really towards the end of the season, after we lost to Earlham pretty badly, you know, we talked about what we wanted for the rest of the season. Well, where did we want the rest of our season to go? We'd only have maybe four or five games left. And what did we want for ourselves? And, you know, the girls just said they wanted to have fun. They wanted to play good ball. You know, this is a team that likes to be together. They win or lose. You know, most teams after a close loss, you know, would be disappointed. After we lost to Grandview Christian 4-2, the girls were proud of themselves. I mean, it wasn't the outcome we wanted, but right. And we had a couple opportunities to win that game, but they were proud of themselves because that was probably our turning point right there, our best ball game that we had played in a really long time.
What do you contribute that to? Is it just that meeting and the kind of rebonding and refocus?
I do. I think they, you know, just you can't look at scores, but so many people get hung up on stats and scores, and, you know, and we're all guilty of that, and we saw that, you know, this Earlham and Grandview Christian game was a close game, and, you know, we had been handled by Earlham pretty badly, and so, you know, they were thinking it was going to be another tough game like that, and when we started coming out and competing, then they just kind of stepped it up, too. It's kind of like if we are playing a really good team and they can just step it up and play really good ball. And I don't know, they just found a way to stay in it. And the closer it got and the more we were in it, the harder they played.
Well, Coach, I love this group of kids. Like you said, the mentality that they play with. One of the things, too, that stands out for me, you guys don't back away from playing anybody. Like you mentioned, your conference, you know, has gotten better and is certainly strong here in these last couple of years. But you guys step out, you play the Earlhams of the world, you know, you play the Grandview Christians of the world, you go down to that tournament and play some teams out of Des Moines. So there isn't anybody that you guys step away from.
I know. Our AD and I were just laughing about that. Because, you know, we told our girls, you know, there's a lot of teams that reach out to non-conference teams that they know they can beat and they can win because they want to get a win on their schedule. You know, naturally, that's kind of what teams are looking to do. They want to get that, you know, they want to boost up their record and get those wins, you know, and we could do that, too. You know, it's always a scheduling, you know, thing and trying to get a team in. But also, you know, I kind of feel like sometimes, you know, playing a tougher team shows us where we're at in the season and shows us how we can play. And if we're always playing teams poorer than us, then we're never going to get any better. It's always going to be, you know, too easy. And then, you know, we're never going to know how we stand, you know, up against some of those other teams. You know, Earlham is a really, really good team, and Grandview Christian also a really, really good team. But we showed that we can compete with some of those upper teams, and that's just what we wanted to do. We wanted to be able to compete. We wanted to get better. We wanted to work on situations, and I think that's what some of those teams did for us.
best game of the year for you guys? Was it the Grandview game? Was it that Woodbine game in the playoffs where you lost to the conference champions just 2-0, and it sounded like the defense and Emma Hart were outstanding that night? Or what game stands out for you where you're like, this is the team we thought we were going to be this year?
I would say definitely those last few games, definitely the Woodbine game. Definitely the Woodbine game, even when we lost 4-1, the Grandview Christian game, lost 4-2, and then, of course, this last Woodbine game, losing 2-0. I would say those. Earlier in the season, we played Cam. We beat them 3-2. That was a very solid game that sticks out to me as, to be able to come back from 2-0 and beat them 3-2, early in the season. Those are good games for us.
Where do you feel like the program is at? Where do you hope to have it headed to here as you continue to kind of rebuild this thing?
Definitely rebuilding. We doubled our wins this year from last year, and I hope next year we can even double from this year. We're losing two seniors, and we've got the seventh and eighth grade classes here at CRB are pretty stacked with players. And so I'm really hoping that in the next 2-3 years, this program gets really built back up.
Coach, you mentioned those two seniors. Alaya Betts, kind of a 5-year player with the softball program. Cassidy Baker came out the last 2 years. It was awesome to see her back out again this season. I think she fell in love maybe with the game of softball, but two really terrific kids. I know anytime I come down and cover a lady sport down there at Coon Rapids Bear, there are always two kids that are so friendly and they talk to you and they're just fun to be around.
Oh, absolutely. They are just such a joy to be around, such a joy to coach and to be good leaders for our girls. Like you said, Alaya, 5 years with us, and also I think played with our most multi-sport female athlete this year. I think played in a lot of sports, just a good athlete, good competitor. 5 years. She started off as our first baseman and then moved into catcher for us the last 2 years. I'm really proud of her for stepping into that role and finishing off, with a good season. Cassidy, same thing. She came out last year, and I think she kind of regretted maybe not playing so much. Hard to choose sports when, you got swim team and softball, and she obviously a great athlete, able to do both. But was really excited for her to come back out this senior season, and she stepped into a big role for us again, leadoff batter, and did just a phenomenal job in left field for us.
Yeah, and for a girl who hadn't played softball in a long time, it seemed to come back to that young lady very quickly over these last 2 years.
She's just such a great athlete and just such natural talent that, yeah, she just stepped into it, and it was like she'd always played.
Yeah, fun watching her play, that is for sure.
Yep.
Coach, with just two seniors, that means a lot of kids coming back and a lot of kids gaining another year of valuable experience. We'll start off kind of with that junior class a little bit. Three really good kids to kind of build around, and I thought all three of them had really nice years for you this year. Emma Hart pitched well for you in the circle. Bridget Sherburn and Miranda Garcia, both good defensively, and I think both really good with the bat.
Yeah, I'm excited for our three seniors. We kind of threw Emma into her role of pitching, and not only that's not new for her, but pitching our main pitcher every single varsity game. We did have Lacey able to step in and pitch a few games, and she did a great job too. But we solely relied on Emma for the majority of our pitching, and I think next year she'll come back, and now with a year of experience. Pitching varsity softball, she'll be tougher next year. We've got Bridget and Miranda, two great infielders. Miranda just above, what I asked her to do. She was kind of that leader of our infield, the one with the experience. Bridget was injured last year, didn't get a lot of playing time. Katie was new to third base, and, Breely, fairly new to her position too, just being young. So, I talked with Miranda and I said, you're the veteran infielder here, and she just took that role and went with it. And she was so tough this season and just worked so hard.
Miranda seems to get to balls that a lot of other shortstops don't get to.
Oh, she's just a never, you know, never quit attitude. You know, she's getting ground balls and she misses one at shortstop, she wants 10 more. you know, she's just one that was that come early, stay late. What should I do? Asking questions. What can I get to? You know, always looking for ways to make herself better.
You mentioned Lacey helps you out a little bit in the circle, also gives you some outfield play, and Katie Olson, just two sophomores on this group, but two valuable kids to the future of this program.
Yeah, I think definitely this was a great learning experience year for them. They both stepped up and had to take on, you know, maybe some roles and responsibilities that they weren't used to, and just building up that confidence, see, you know, what they can do. Next year, I'm excited to see, you know, what they can do.
Coach, that freshman group, Breely Clayburgh, one of those kids to me that's just going to work hard, has got a chance to be really special, I think, in a lot of different sports, and softball being one of those. Lydia Hoffbauer gives you probably somebody in the future that can defend for you, but a quick athlete, and then Shelby Wiskus as well, gave you some good play this year. So that freshman class, another one that you can lean on a little bit in the future, I would imagine.
Yeah, again, just getting that experience. I think they're all three great ball players, and they all love the game and great attitudes, you know, very, very coachable, very fun to work with, very fun to have on the team. And I definitely think that, you know, in the next 3 years, they're going to do some great things.
Talk about that eighth grade group. I'll just run through the names for you here. Grayson Robbins, Cassidy Olson, Piper Mason, and Mallory Schrader. For four young kids to be able to get to see that varsity field and get to be around the game a little bit, that's got to help them.
For sure. We, you know, like we said, 14 players, and, you know, then we've got little injuries here and there we've got to deal with. And, you know, we got girls that, you know, had to miss some games and things. And so you really do go down your roster, and it gets to those eighth graders. And, you know, with them missing a season last year, they really hadn't played in 2 years. So it was really a lot of trying to mold them, shape them, tell them, teach them the game again. And so just every opportunity, you know, that we had to say, hey, guys, look at what just happened. You know, and talk to them in the dugout and have them see and watch the game and what's going on. You know, I think that's how we have to build them up. We did get Mallory into pinch run quite a few times this season. So really just kind of threw her into situations that were learning opportunities for her to get better. And Piper Mason really stepped up for us this year. She's going to be a great athlete. And she actually had some starting varsity playing time for us, and I think she did a nice job defensively on that.
Coach, you mentioned missing last season for these kids. People don't think about that. You had a young team already, and then you had some kids coming in that didn't even get a chance to play for a whole year because of the COVID situation. How much does that affect a young team that's still trying to build and kind of rebuild?
Oh, I think it affects it tremendously. You know, the state did give us 10 preseason practice days this year, and we used all 10 of them. We got those girls in the gym, and I think that really did give us a head start. When the first day of practice came on May 3rd, our girls had already practiced, you know, 10 times, and some of those things that you have to work on, you know, just throwing the ball, we had already, you know, done that. And we could move right into some actual, you know, real practice situations on May 3rd. I think that helped tremendously. But again, you just always have that lack of experience. And when you have that lack of experience, you have that lack of confidence. And that takes time to build up. That just takes situations and actually, like, you know, having that happen in a game for you to be in that situation and know, you know, how to react to it.
Well, Coach, appreciate everything. You always get results up. It doesn't matter if you have those road trips to Whiting or to West Harrison, which are not short road trips from Coon Rapids Baird. So appreciate how hard you work to help us cover your program. So we thank you very much for that. And thanks for taking the time to joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we definitely appreciate all the coverage that you and Tyler, did for us this season, too. It's always nice to be able to, for the girls, too, to read about the game and see their stats posted. That's fun for them, too. It's kind of rewarding. So thank you.
You bet. Head coach Darla Davis again with the Coon Rapids Baird softball team joining us here as we take a look back at the 2021 season.